it's important for us to understand what is motivating us now. What is motivating your staff now for that team to grow? It's important to get the right team in place to do the job that you want so that you can grow. Your staff grow as well as your business growing.
Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business, conversations to help your business grow and thrive. Hi, I'm Paul Sweeney, founder of Pretium Solutions, chartered accountants and certified business advisors, hosting the Business Behind Your Business. Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business, and today I'm joined by Rita Mora, who is a growth and personal development coach at Keystone Business Advisory. And we're following on from the themes that we've been having through these January episodes of goal setting and planning to grow your business. And we're going to be looking today at the five pillars of success to achieve life and career goals. So Rita, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here. Would you like to tell us a bit more about your background?
Sure. Thank you, Paul. So listeners, I am a personal growth and development coach, and I work for Keystone Business Advisory. So we're a small team where we focus on helping clients to, or my personal role is to help you to understand your goals and your communication styles, or even we all go through a lack of motivation from time to time, and we don't know where we headed, or we don't know what we should be doing. So I actually help my clients to find that direction, to hold in on what is it that currently motivates you, what is it that you want out of your life, and how can we overcome all your hurdles in life, but at the same time help you to grow your business.
So they're great questions that I think a lot of people are asking themselves at the moment. Particularly, January is often a time that people reassess where they're heading with their personal goals and their business. But also, given the year, or even before the year that we've just had, which has been quite a tough time for people, it really is a time when people are reassessing their life goals and their career goals or their business goals. And look, I think people just don't know where they should start with this. So have you got some sort of framework to help us move through this decision-making process about achieving successful outcomes with our goal setting?
I sure do have, Paul. At the start of the year, like you said, our happiness, our success, it's partly also determined by, whether or not we meet our core motivations are being met. Right? We have a lot of fear that comes into it as well. So when we talk about success or being successful, we refer to the desired outcomes of our visions and the goals that we've set for ourselves. So this could include, say, for example, success in achieving your career goals, even your health goals or your financial goals, or even achieving a social standing and status in the community or amongst your friends. So, listeners, success doesn't just happen. It does require a concerted effort on our part. And this effort refers actually to doing of tasks. So it's got to be in an organized manner to achieve your desired outcomes or goals. So the thing is, we need to act. We can't say I want to be the CEO this year, but then just wait for it to happen. We've got to put in our goals, our plans, and work towards it. So what does to act mean? To act mean, act requires planning. So it does involve eight critical components, which we call the five pillars of success. So these five pillars are the primary elements that are required for you to achieve success in every aspect of your career and life.
So when we're talking about career and life, though, as well, I guess we lose sight of it at times as a business owner that often our reason for being in business is because of our personal goals and our personal desires. So that the two are linked. And I think really a lot of people try and set business goals without identifying what their personal goals are. So how do we actually structure this? Like, what are the five pillars that we need to identify in this process?
Sure, perfect. So what are the five pillars of success? Firstly, the first and most important pillar of success, listeners, is to identify and utilize your primary motivators. The second one is identifying whether your skills and your passion aligns to your primary motivators. Thirdly, it is taking charge of your negative self-talk and removing your limiting beliefs. And then the fourth one is cultivating a mindset of abundance. And lastly, it is to maintain a healthy mind and body and spirit. Now, I know listeners might be wondering, what do I mean by my primary motivators? And I'll answer that as we go through the five pillars, because it will start to make sense once we discuss each of them.
I think it's a good place to start with identifying what we mean by a primary motivator. And I'm excited to hear what you're about to tell us on this.
So how can one identify their primary motivators, Paul? So one of the key pillars to achieving success in life is to have a full and unbiased understanding of what really motivates you. So I'm going to tell you a little story just about myself, Paul. And I think it will resonate with a lot of the listeners out there who may find themselves in the same position that I was. So I used to work for two very large corporates. Part of my role was to train staff, was to mentor the staff. And as I was doing that, I used to get a lot of joy when I used to mentor just one particular staff member who was very timid, very shy, and just had a lot of knowledge, had a lot of potential, but due to her fear and her lack of self-confidence, she never used to really take the next step. And I remember sitting down with her one day and saying, you know, you have all the potential. Let me hold your hand and walk you through it. And so I started to train her and mentor her. And it was amazing that a new person that just started in a company, I could see that slowly, you know, very quickly she was progressing. And she started to do the things that she just thought that were beyond her. So she became my success story when I saw her moving up the ramps in a very short space of time. So starting at the bottom, within 2 years, was promoted to the next level. And throughout that, I felt a sense of achievement. I felt a sense of, you know what, I touched somebody else's life. I helped someone to progress. And it gave me nothing but internal joy and satisfaction that, hey, this is what your calling is. And so I started to mentor a lot more staff members. But what happens is when you're in big corporates, you know, there's only a certain level you can actually get to. And I found that I just wasn't able to break that barrier due to corporate policy. So I was getting a bit demotivated myself. And I happened to be going to a social function where Raj, who's now my business partner, was actually also invited. And, you know, just chatting along with everyone, he, you know, asked me, what do you do? And we, you know, we got chatting and I said, well, you know, I've reached a stage where I'm not getting that satisfaction anymore because I've hit a brick wall. I've hit, you know, as high as I could go. And this is what I really want. I'm really passionate about helping people, helping business owners to break through those barriers and to, you know, reach their potential and for their businesses to grow. And so he said to me, oh, well, you know, I'm a coach and this is what I do. I also help people. He says, I have a really, really exceptional tool that is going to help you find out what is your motivation? So I thought, oh, okay, that sounds interesting. So I said, what is it? And he says, well, it's an online assessment that only takes 15 minutes, but it's going to give you a wealth of information on what actually is motivating you now. And I thought, I don't think, you know, an assessment's going to do that. So I thought, okay, look, I got nothing to lose. Yes, I'm going to go for it. So he sent me everything and I got started. And oh my God, I was blown away, Paul. I was like, what? This 15-minute assessment just described to the T who I was, what I was motivated to do, and what I was looking for. And I honestly tell you, listeners, my hair stood up. I couldn't believe it that this little report would tell me so much about my life. I actually turned around to him and I said, you're sure you're not a psychic or something? And he laughed. And so we did the one-hour debrief. And I said to him, I said to Raj, I honestly can't believe how true this report is. It is telling me that, yes, my calling is to help people. My calling is to get them to the next level, to break those barriers, and for those business owners to grow their businesses, to find also what's motivating them and do it. And so he said to me, you know, he says, you know, Rita, it so happens I want to grow my own business and I'm looking for a partner. And he said, based on what I've just discovered from you and of you, he says, I would love for you to join us. And I was taken aback and I thought, wow, that's pretty great, you know. So I jumped at the idea. I was so overwhelmed. I was like excited. I was everything. And I said to him, look, let me speak to my family, you know, my husband and my daughter, and let me get back to you. So that night, you know, after having been to Raj, I came home and I was really pumped. I was really happy and spoke to my husband and my daughter. And I said, you know, I think I really found what my true calling is. And so we sat down, nutted everything out, and they told me, yep, we support you. You go for it. And I joined Harry and Raj. And to be honest, I've never looked back.
That's a great story, Rita, because from what you're saying, that your primary motivators were really inconsistent with the job that you were actually doing. And if you'd persisted in that corporate role that you had, yes, you had that great story of that one person you mentored. But I think really if you stayed in that role, you would have this conflict between what motivated you and what you're actually doing. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of business owners have that same issue. The reason for why they started their business and then what they're actually doing are two totally different things. So 100%. I think you've really nailed it there by demonstrating what we mean by a primary motivator and how it has such a big impact on what we do.
100%. Because I just gave an example of one staff member, but I had many. And it's true that the conflict does come when you want to do something really good for your people, but you have this conflict of the managers or higher up or other staff members. And in business, we have the same. Our staff that we, you know, that we employ or get to do things may not be in the right position. And we're constantly having this friction, you know. You may have a team of 10 people. And in that 10, that small team, there could be some people that are just there to just, you know, make ends meet. They don't actually have a passion to be in that role. So you're banging your head. You cannot grow your business because you're too busy firefighting. And what this tool does is it helps you to understand your staff. What is motivating them? Is it better to keep them in that position? Or is it better to find something that's going to suit them? And, you know, it's funny you say that because I had another client last year who did have a team of 10 people. And when we did the motivational map, we found that two of the staff members were totally a misfit. In fact, one of them, she couldn't thank us enough because she actually found her true calling. And her calling was, instead of selling real estate, she actually wanted to teach piano. And
That's a big difference.
Exactly. Right. And so I asked her, why are you exactly in this role? And she goes, well, look, I'm a single mom and I really needed to find a job that, that pays the bills. And that's fair enough. But being miserable, coming to work every day, wasn't solving her problem, nor was it helping the business owner. And so the best thing for her was to go and find her true passion. And, you know, we found someone else that could do, you know, her job, who was actually suited. But when I spoke to her, when she sent me an email saying, you know, this was the best thing that she could have done. And she is so happy now doing what she's doing. And she's gone leaps and bounds in coaching piano. So, you know, it all goes back to, listeners, I'm not sure if you're aware of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So
maybe if you can just sort of recap on that for us, because sure. I think a lot of people aren't familiar with that, yes. that study and that the, you know, what that actually represents.
Definitely. So if listeners are familiar, some of the listeners may be familiar and understand how Maslow's hierarchy of needs, they'll be able to identify at which stage they are, right? So for a uni student or for the 20-something-year-olds, you know, they're right at the bottom. They just want to get basic needs. They want their food, their shelter, you know, pay for their rent, pay for their social, and enjoy life. But for some of the business owners who might feel that, you know, I'm actually now looking for, you know, I want to be at the cognitive need, where I need to have that knowledge, that meaning, that self-awareness about myself now. You know, some people might even be very few are in a self-actualization stage where they want personal growth or self-fulfillment. You know, take somebody like Richard Branson or Tony Robbins or, you know, Warren Buffett. They may be sitting at the top where they've self-actualized, where they now have gained or have all that money and wealth that they need. They've done everything they wanted to do in life, but now it's all about themselves, you know, helping the community, philanthropy. So with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, there's 8 stages that we're all in. And it just depends on which stage you're at. You may be at a stage where you're looking just for purpose in life. So by doing the motivational map, you cut out the questions of who am I, what am I, what am I doing? Because that map is going to align your current motivators with what you're doing now. It's going to be able to identify all of those things for you.
And that's really important. So I think there's a couple of things I've just picked up on there that, even in a small business with a smaller number of employees, it's really important to have people who are really engaged and motivated to do the role that they're employed to do. And if they're not engaged or motivated, if there's a mismatch there, you're going to have this conflict and I guess a perceived lack of performance,
yes.
when the reality is they're not the right person for the job. But the other thing is that it's a simple process. It's a fairly simple process, and it's not purely the domain of bigger businesses. And I think that's where a lot of small and medium business owners have been hesitant to use these tools to understand their employees, because I think there's a huge time commitment that their business just doesn't have the resources for. But what you're explaining to us, Rita, is that these tools are available and easily accessible and used correctly can provide some great outcomes for not just for business owners, but for the employees in understanding what really motivates them.
100%, Paul. I mean, the motivational map gives you 9 different motivators. And, you know, they're broken up into little groups, which we call clusters. So, you know, you might have some of your clusters. You might be what we call a star, a person who just, you know, likes to go out there and be recognized, likes to, you know, wants to be known out there, wants to be, you know, shown to people that, oh, look what I achieved. You know, so could also be very status oriented, or just wants to build a reputation in the company and may find, you know what, I'm getting stifled here. No one recognizes anything I'm doing, or I don't feel that. So it's important for us to understand at which stage are you, you know, and the motivation map is going to show you that are you getting that out of your current role? Or is there a different calling for you? Are you motivated by something else? A very quick story. I had a client who called me yesterday, and she has a 25-year-old son. And her son wants to do his MBA, but at the same time, he feels, I'll do that MBA, but maybe not now. I want to go out there and do a trade, just out of the blue. And his mom's going, but no, you can't do that. You have to do the MBA, and you have to go down a certain path. And I was trying to explain to her that, you know, that is your motivation. That is not his motivation. So it's important that we understand what is motivating him. So if he does go down the path of just doing his MBA, he is not going to do it because he wants to do it, and he's not going to do a good job of it. But if you leave him to grow, he's going to progress maybe in both areas. And so that is why it's important for us to understand what is motivating us now. What is motivating your staff now for that team to grow? It's important to get the right team in place to do the job that you want so that you can grow. Your staff grow as well as your business growing. Put those two, it's hand in glove. And if you can do that, well, you've got a very successful business ahead.
Yeah, look, I'm really enjoying this conversation we're having about motivation, and I think it's really important. And look, we've still got the other four pillars of success to talk about. But I think what we might have to do, Rita, here is split this up into two parts, and make sure we give good coverage to this, because it is something that is really important. And now more than ever, when we see a lot of people unsure about what they're doing and where they're heading, this whole idea of motivation is really, really critical. You know, we hear stories of people spending careers and, you know, 20, 30 years in a job that they don't enjoy because it's not what they want to be doing. So, look at helping people understand what is their motivation, what drives them to success is really important. So do you have any other key aspects of this motivation map that you want to share with us?
Look, we could, talk forever, Paul, but I do have a few of the other motivators that we can talk about in our next session. And I would love for the listeners to join us, because we really talk about, your mindset. We talk about why it's important to have a healthy mind, body, and also negative self-talk, how we can overcome all that, how we get, your people to get engaged with you and with the role itself.
Yeah, I think we should really spend some more time on that. And look, what we're going to put we'll put a link in the show notes here. But is there a particular tool that you use that people can contact you or access via the Keystone website that might be helpful?
Definitely. So we do have the tool's called the Motivational Map, and you can reach us on our website at keystonefocalpointcoaching.com.au, and also please reach out to me on my mobile 0415 247 397. My name is Rita, and I'd be really happy to help in any which way I can to talk to you further or send you out information. I have two other business partners who a specialist as well. One of them is a specialist in motivational maps. And yes, let's take you through it. Let's help the business owners identify their people and bring together and, bridge that gap of your staff and yourself together so that you have a harmonious team and you're growing that team. So listeners, if you do want to reach out to us again, my email, our website is www.keystonefocalpointcoaching.com.au, and my mobile is 0415 247 397.
That's great, Bridget. So what, just before we finish up, what would be the one key thing that people really need to consider when they're starting to think about what motivates them? What's the one key thing that you'd like them to take away?
I'd like you to sit back and think without any bias, but just think, okay, so I'm in this business or I'm in this role. Where do I want to take my business? Where do I want to see myself at the start or at the end of 2021, right? I've got 12 months. Well, we're almost coming to 11 months. So I've got 11 months. What is it that I want to achieve in 11 months? Do I have the right mindset? Do I have the right motivation? I should really know what's motivating me and what's motivating my staff. How can I bridge the two together and move this business forward? Because everybody can. Everyone can grow their business. With the right tools, we hold your hand, we give you the tools, we give you the knowledge, we give you everything to take you and your team to the next level. So think about what is it that's motivating you. And I can guarantee you a lot of people will say, I don't know, because I did. I said, you know, I don't know anymore. What should I be doing? So we all have those demons at the back of our mind and that negative self-talk. So please think about that and do contact me. You will never be sorry.
Thanks, Rita. That's a great way to start the year. I think getting that motivation is correct. And look, we're going to unpack the rest of the pillars of success and what they mean in our next episode. So we're going to have Rita back to really unpack those ideas for us and help us basically be the best that we can be, the best business owner, the best employee that we can be. So Rita, thank you for your time today, and we're going to get you back for our next episode to unpack the rest of the five pillars of success.
Thank you very much, Paul, and thank you to all the listeners, and I really look forward to sharing the next three pillars with you and then doing up the motivational map.
Thanks for listening. Do you have a question you'd like our team of experts to answer? If you do, send your question to podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com. To hear more from The Business Behind Your Business, don't forget to subscribe using your favourite podcast player. Or you can visit the businessbehindyourbusiness.com website.